Okay, today's daf is Psachim Daf Ches, and many different details of Bedikas Chametz is discussed on Psachim Daf Ches. They want us to use a candle, and you can't use an avuka, and the various different reasons why that is true. Places that you have to do Bedika, only places that are Makam Shemachrisim Bo Chametz, Makam Shem Machrisim Bo Chametz, one doesn't do a Bedika. What about the different types of storage rooms? Are you choshesh that you went down there during the meal? What about if you're doing bedika and you are in a dangerous situation, do you say shluchei mitzvah eina nizokin? What are the limits of shluchei mitzvah? Many different details of bedikas chametz as we finish up this section. We get to the second mishnah in the mesechta. So we'll talk again a general topic about bedikas chametz, which we didn't get to talk about earlier in the mesechta, and that is the essence of bedikas chametz. We know at the beginning of the mesechta, that's where really most of the action is a major machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos and the Ran and others. What exactly is the purpose of Bedikas Chametz? So we'll focus on Tosfos Ashita today. Tosfos Ashita, which is a Tosfos on Daf Beis, and a Tosfos maybe also on Daf Yud, as it's connected. But either way, the beginning of the Masechta started off that we do Bedikas Chametz, and Rashi said, why do we do Bedikas Chametz? Shelo Yaver Olav, Bebal Yerah, Obal Yematzeh. So one doesn't violate, Bal Yerah, Obal Yematzeh. Famous discussion about that Rashi, what does that mean? Tosfos asks, V'kar Shalari, V'kivin Tzarech Bitol, Kita Amar B'Gemara, Habodei Tzarech Shivatel. Since the Gemara says on Daf Vav that you have to do Bitol Chametz, so then once you do Bitol Chametz, then there's no more by Rabbi Matzei. Umida writes a bitol b'hamasagi. Bitol is enough, as we spoke about a few days ago. What exactly is bitol? Rashi, Tosfos, Ramban. So if you say it's all about by Rabbi Matzei, you should not need to do bedikas chametz because you already do bitol chametz. So therefore, Tosfos says, "V'nira l'ri the avagav desagi bebitol ba'alma." Even though it's enough to do bitol, hechmiru chachamim livdol chametz uliva aro. The Chachamim still say that even though you did bitol, you've nullified in whatever way that means. You've made it ownerless. Chazal said you still have to do bedikas chametz. Shelo yavo la'achlo. So you don't come to eat it. The chametz is sitting there in your house. So what? You nullified it yesterday, but you're going to be staring at it. It's all over your counter, your kitchen. So therefore, there's a chash, a shema yavo le'ochlo. The Gilyan Hashas here, right on shelo yavo la'achlo, says, look at Rashi and Tosfos, or look at Tosfos specifically on Daf Yudam Abeis. So what is he driving at when he says, look at Tosfos Yudam Abeis? Tosfos Yudam Abeis, Dibra Maschel, Ve'imlo Badak, is going on the Mishnah there. Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yehuda says, you have to do bedikas chametz the night before Pesach, or liyudalid, ubiyudalid shachris, ubisha'as habir, and at the time you do biur. Vachachamim omrim, lo badak or yudalid yivdok biyudalid, lo badak biyudalid yivdok, besoch hamoed. So if you didn't do bedika on yudalid, you should be bodek during the moed. Lo badak besoch hamoed, and if you didn't check during the moed, yivdok la'achar hamoed. Check after the moed. What does that mean? B'shas b'toch ha-moed l'achar ha-moed. Rashi says b'toch ha-moed means b'shas yisashu moed ha-biur. Moed here doesn't mean yantif. It means the time of the biur. L'achar ha-moed means m'sheishos v'lamah la'achatechshach. It means later on in the day. B'fnei ha-moed, during the moed, l'achar ha-moed is all about erev yantif. And Tosfos says that's not what moed means. That's not what moed means. Tosfos says pirash hakuntres b'shas shishis the kashla do Rabbi Yehuda karei shas habiur v'lamashinu l'shono. Rabbi Yehuda earlier in the Mishnah called that shas habiur. Why would the chachamim change? If it's talking about the same time, why would they change the words? So Tosfos says it must be something else. B'soch haMoed haynu b'tchilas sheva at sof haPesach. U'la'achar haMoed yivdo kadesh leizayav lo chamit shel iser b'shal hetav yochlanu. Right? B'toch haMoed means anyatif. La'achar haMoed means after Pesach. So Rashi didn't say that because he says the reason is by Rabbi Yematzeh. So the Gilyan Hashas is pointing out that Rashi and Tosfos here are l'shitaso for Tosfos and Rashi on that base. Tosfos says the issue is Shema Yavo La'achlo. That's an issue that applies even after Pesach. Because if you have Chametz Sh'avar Lava Pesach, it's going to be Asur Ba'achila. And therefore, you have to check for Chametz even during the Moed and after the Moed. According to Rashi, Bedika is all about by Rabbi Yematzeh. So there's no by Rabbi Yematzeh after Pesach. So why would you have to do Bedika then? That's why Rashi l'shitaso says it's all referring to on Erev Pesach. Good. There's a machlokes on Daf Chav Ches in the Mishnah, whether Chametz Shavua Pesach is a Daraisa, it's a Darabanan. So it is interesting, if it's a Darabanan, to institute, it would be a Chiddush, to institute the Bedika to prevent that it's a Darabanan. Okay, but then Tosfos quotes V'chein Mashma. Besides Tosfos quoting the Kasha and Rashi about Bittol, once you do Bittol, why would you have to do Bedika? And then he quotes, but the Gemara on Daf Yud also proves that I'm right. V'chein Mashma L'kamon, D'boi Rava Kikar B'shmei Korah. The Gemara says there, and all the sveikos and the ibayas, the daf in 2 days, if you have chametz all the way on top of a closet, do you have to do bedika there? Do you say that you don't have to because it's all the way up there? Or do you say maybe it'll come down, it'll fall down, and I might come to eat it? So what do you see from there, Tosfos says? You see Bedikah is about, you might come to eat it. Right? Beferish, the Gemara says, Asi l'mechlei. So therefore, that's how you see that I am right. So how do you answer that question on Rashi? How do you answer that question on Rashi? So if you look in the Pnei Yeshua is also found in Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz. He says, no, it's a big difference. That Gemara is by Chametz Yadua. If it's Chametz Yadua, Chametz that you know about, then fine, Shekzeir Shem Yochal. By Einu Yadua, right? There shouldn't be a chash of Shema Yochal. It's so far-fetched. Maybe there isn't any chametz. And even if there is, maybe you won't find it. And even if you find it, maybe you won't eat it. So it's three steps removed. So you're going to be misake in a chi of bedika for such a far-fetched case. So that's why Tosfos, the Bnei Yeshua says, that is how to answer for Rashi. The efsha, the sphere, the lo shayach shasha, the Shema Yochal, ala b'chametz yadua dafka. Ava b'chametz she'eni yadua, ki hai, the hacha, livdok la'ar aner, b'churubu b'stokim, lo shayach ha'ch shasha klal, tavich shasha rechoka, v'kama sveike, Shema ein kam chametz klal. V'yimtez ala mardika, Shema ein sofo lihimatzi b'toch ha'besach. You might not find it. V'yimtez ala mardika, Shema ein sofo lihimatzi b'toch ha'besach. That's why Rashi says that case. That's one answer for Rashi. If you look in the Sfas Emes has two diyukim. He says it's two diyukim in the Gemara to support Rashi. It says what, number one, why? Let's read the Sfas Emes. Says the Sfas Emes. Vatami Yishlomek Vajakasa. First he explains Tosfos, and then he says, "Uladasa Tosfos." Chiyav Bedikah b'Shabdumi also lebeichal vade yeshlomer lo tiknu lidok el vavachas shemachizim mochametz tevi karav levade. Aval LaRashi LaRad the Takanas Bedikah ya af lemishenim bevatal karoi. If Chiyav Bedikah b'Shabdumi Bedikah b'Shabdumi shemachizim mochametz mashu the gamishem sveika the bal yirayin lachush. So, how do you answer the question that Tosfos asks? So, let me just find that line in this Sfas Emes. Oh, I'm sorry, to the next Ibrahim Askel. The Ef Shalom Lashitas Rashi says this Fasemis. The Adarabba Misham Mashma Tikra Badika Avimishum Eno Mishum to Asila Mechal. No, I think it's the opposite. The Akamar is a raya against Tosfos. It's not about Asila Mechal. The Im Kane, because if it was, Havila Memar Bekitzer, Zimnin Denafal. Why didn't it just say Zimnin Denafal? Why does it say Zim? We know maybe a fall of Asila Mechle. Why does it add on the Asila Mechle? Why does it add that in? Elavada de ikra bedika hu michshash bal yeraya. The alzepshita la gemara de besveka de lo shriach lo chayshinon. Kamo b'makam she machnisun bochamei tein zorach bedika. Really, the ikra bedika, the implicit from the gemara, is because of bal yeraya. And because of bal yeraya, by a milsa de lo shricha, that it's going to be, you wouldn't be misaki bedika. And that's why, mi boile bekikar yadua to become makam nachayev lahorido. Generally, the bedika, you do bedika. And it's because of Bal Yeraya. But here, the question is, if you know Chametz Yadua, do you have to bring it down? Avagav, the Kiva, Shu, Bishmei, Korah, Yishlom, Adavi, Kachametz, Shanaf, Allah, Mapoles, Desagi, Bebito, Mikol, Makam, Sorak, Larido, Mishab, Shash, Achilu, Dochamer, Tvei. Usually, Bal Yeraya, it's building on the first answer. Usually, Bal Yeraya is only because Bidika is caused by Bal Yeraya, but here, because you know about it, it might fall down, so we'll add on the Chash of Shema Yochal. But Iker Bedika is because of Bal Yera. V'gam Lashon HaGemara, midaraisa bebitta ba'al masagi, misaye l'pirish Rashi. And also the language of the Gemara sounds like Rashi. Because bitta ba'al masagi sounds like it's enough, it sounds like it's fulfilling the same goal. Detam bedigu bitto echad hu. So that's why the Sfas Emes says, I don't think that Gemara is a raya to Tosfos. And one final approach, before we talk about Tosfos' own Shita, one final approach is the Avi Ezri. The Avi Ezri of Shach in Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah in Perek Beis, Halacha Gimel, has a different answer to the raya of Tosfos. First, he notes that the Mishnah at the end of Maseches Temura talks about the Nisrafin and the Nikbarin. Right? Nisrafin and Nikbarin, that you're not allowed to leave Yisuri Hana on your house. So, the question is, in general, you're not allowed to have Yisuri Hana in your house. What's with a Chiyav Bedika? Why would there be a Chiyav Bedika? There's no Chiyav Bedika. We don't find a special takana by any other of the Yisuri Hana, even though you have to get them all out of your house anyway. Mishem kach nir b'vir shitas Rashi. Shemashe gazrin and shem yava la'ochlo. That Gemara on Dav Yud, zeu din shal kol Yisuri Hana, shedinaya b'kfura. All Yisuri Hana, that you have to get out of your house, whether you have to bury it, whether you have to burn it, or the different categories. Why do you have to? Because of takala. The Gemara there says, chash takala. So by every iser hana, you have to get it out of your house, and shema yochal. And that's what the Gemara in Daf Yud is talking about, not bedikas chametz context specifically. Kenu b'chametz, me'achir sh'asir b'ana. U'mikivan shu makam sh'machrisun b'chametz kol hashana. It's at a place where you put chametz the whole year, v'ulay yesham chametz v'yavol lechol, yesh kan takala. Alkein sarach bediko levarod, kamo kol iser enash nikbarin. But for that reason, just shema yavo la'ochlo, that wouldn't be enough to mechay bedika. Just like you're not mechay bedika by any other of the Yisurei Anah. Einzu mitzvahs bedika. Ela zehiris me'isur takala. Ubedinu, and he brings an amazing raya. If that was all it was about, just like other Yisurei Anah, ein levarichal bedika zu. You wouldn't make a bracha. You don't make a bracha on preventing problems or removing problems. You don't make a bracha on hagalas kelim, only on tefilas kelim. You don't make a bracha on mayim achronim. Anything that's just preventative or removing a problem, you don't make a bracha on. V'chein. That's why Brashi says, it's because of Bali Rabbi Yimatzei. V'hu mishum din tashbisu. Bali Rabbi Yimatzei. What does Rashi mean by Bali Rabbi Yimatzei? The mitzvah of destroying your chametz. V'abedika hanem rabba mishni mitzvahs bedika mubarchan aleha. You always have a chash shema yochal. By every isra'na, the Gemara there on Daf Yud is talking about that, that if it's all the way up there, you have to be choshesh shema yochal, and it is asur b'ana. What we're talking about on Daf Beis is specifically the unique takana of bedika, and why is it misukan by the Rabbanan, because of the extra element of Bali Rabbi Matzeh, which, again, you have to read according to Avi Ezri, which means the mitzvah of getting rid of your chametz. So that is a couple of approaches how to defend Rashi in that case. Good. What about Tosfos himself? Tosfos himself brings in factors now in the next part of Tosfos. Why is it? Maybe this relates to the Avi Ezri that we were just talking about. Why will we machmir here? Are we machmir here? Right, the Avi Ezri said it to explain Rashi, the uniqueness. But Tosfos now is explaining his own Shita. Why are we more machmir by the Gzeirah Shema Yochal by Chametz than by other Yisuri Hanah? V'adam shechmiru kan tfeimi bishar Yisuri Hanah, shalatzricho levara mishum da Chametz mutter kal hashana. V'lo nether rak v'vesach, v'lo bedili mine. Number one, lo bedili mine. Right, we're not used to separating from it. Lo bedili mine, and therefore we need extra precautions. Kida amar lekaman, like we say later on. V'lo dami lo basa b'chalav. It's not like basa b'chalav, which you never eat. V'ar lo v'kilei akerim. The isurim noeg yisur olam. That's always the isurim yisur olam, and therefore you don't need extra guards by those. The nazir nami isura shari lachrini. So that's an unusual line. What does that line mean? Right, the olam afarshim wonder, and nazir also. It's mutter to others. It's only usher to him. And therefore, what's the potential issue by Nazir? Right? It's mutter to others. Right? Others could partake of it. And therefore, why do you not need any Xeris there? So the Maharam Chalava says, well, if it's true that you have to be Mavayar, even by Nazir, then he'd have to live in a house all by himself. Right? Because everybody else in the house is allowed to take it. We don't find that anywhere. Is that how you understand this line? That it's not reasonable to make him get rid of it if others could partake of it. Or do you say the opposite? Because he's the only one that has the obligation, that'll motivate him to focus more on it, right? When you have your own personal obligation, so then that'll make you focus more. And that's what the Meiri has both of these suggestions when he quotes this idea of Tosfos. Says the Meiri, V'af al pisha ha-nazir rogil b'yayin, v'lo etzrichu b'kach nazir. Aye, what about nazir? So why don't we, it's lo b'dili mine. Shiny, de mitzvahs yachid hi, v'libo aleha. Number one, it's a mitzvahs yachid, his heart is on it, so he'll focus on it. V'od, shehim hu aser ha-acherim mutarim, v'hech mevaren oso. And number two, if it's also to him, but others are mutter, so how can you make him be mevayer? We never find that you'd have to be mevayer, and therefore, don't bring a raya from Nazir. That itself, the first point of the Meiri, the interesting line is, if you have your own chiyuv, is that a reason for you to do it more, or for you to do it less? Right? Sometimes we find the opposite. The Gemara in Mishnah Shabbos and Daf Kuf Mem Zayin, right? Carrying wet towels. The Mishnah says that if it's a lot of people together, you're allowed to carry the wet towels, but not an individual person. Why? Gzeira Shema Yischot. But if you have a lot of people there, it's a mid Kriya Hadadi. So it sounds like it's better if you have a lot of people there, It's a question, if you look at Erev and Daf Gimel, Amid Aleph, the Gemara talks about Schach versus Mavui and Akora, and the Gemara has both possibilities. Both possibilities, whether it's better if it's only you, or it's better if it's more people. But either way, that is Tosfos' line about Nazir. But then Tosfos quotes other Bali Tosfos, the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz quotes other distinctions between Nazir and Chametz. And again, you can't fit these into Tosfos' words, but you don't have to. Right? The Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz says that by Nazir, all wine is off limits. There's no worries. Right? All wine products. Here, some pas is mutter, matzah. So you might get confused. You can't be Kovei Asuda. Mutter b'mino de dami l'chametz. Interesting that he calls Chametz and matzah one. Right, number one. Or he also says chametz is shayach l'chol adam. So we make a takana for chametz. Nazir is a yachid. How many nazirim are there? And there's no takana for a yachid. I mean, even if misvara lo bedili in shibinei, you should make a takana. The chachamim did not make takanas for yachidim. That relates to the Rashi in the beginning of Maseches Beitza. That is not just that they wouldn't, but they couldn't. Besen has the power to make laws for Bnei Yisrael, but Milsa de la Shchicha, Lo Gazer Be'Rabbanan, Gzeira L'Gzeira, Lo Gazer Be'Rabbanan, because there are limits of their power. But that is all issue number one in Tosfos, that Lo Bedili Mine is the reason that it's more Chamor. Inami, says Tosfos, now continuing, Shani Chame, Shechmir Batara, La'avar Val Yerabei Matzei. No, it's a parallel to the Torah. If the Torah is so machmir chametz to violate Bal Rabbi Matzei, so Tosfos says the chametz were also machmir and required bedika and biur. Afilu echad de bitz lo mishim demalas lemechlei. Right, the Gemara and the Chachamim are parallel and modeled after the Din d'Araisa. If the Torah is machmir by Bal Rabbi Matzei, so too the Rabbanan are also going to be machmir for instituting more chumers. That is number two. Number three, the Ran is in a third factor, and that's Karis. By many of those Isuri Hana, in the end of Maseches Temura, they don't all have Karis. Interesting, the Tosfos does not mention this factor. The Tzlach says maybe because he's going to bring in Chametz Noksha and Tarovitz, which do not have Karis. The Chasam Sofer here quotes from his Rebbe, Rav Nassim Adler, that maybe these two factors, two of the above factors are Meduyik and the Pasuk, right, in Yud Beis Tezvav in Shmos, right? Destroy your chametz. He says, "Zeo pirsha pasuk ach ba yom rishon tashpisu sa'armi batechem." You have to destroy bedika and beer of your chametz. Why? Shechmir tar bazet tfeimi b'shar yisurim. Why is it more machmir? Ki kol ochel chametz v'nichrasa hanefesh ahi. Number one, kares miyom rishon ad yom hashvi, and it's only an iser that's 7 days. So lo bedili in shemine. So maybe it's even hinted to in the pasuk. These two factors. Says the Chasam Sofer, that's a great shot, but I think there's a different shot to the pasuk. V'lulei dvarav ha'isi omer devadei mashma sakra mashma tlafushe yoma asa she'aser zeh yesh lo hemshech rab zayin yamin. No, the point is that here it's aser for 7 days, and that's why we're going to have to make you get rid of it. Unlike Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is also lo bedili in shemine, right? People eat food all the year, so why don't you have a gzeira of a takana of bedika and beer, but that's only 1 day. That's what the pasuk is emphasizing. It's 7 days, so you might come to eat it. Both those factors. So that is how two different ways of reading the pasuk, the Chasam Sofer and the Rav Nassim Adler. If you look at the Ran himself, again, we're not talking about the Ran now, the Ran has a similar idea to Tosfos, but not exactly the same. Not that there's a parallel, the Torah was machmir by Bal Rabbi Matzei, says it will be machmir with Bedika. The Ran has the famous approach of the Rabbanan, the Torah itself, said by Rabbi Matzei, as a siyag, so that you don't come to eat it. That's not what Tosfos says, but that's what the Ran says. Again, a separate shita. But one final point, another factor by chametz. Again, number one, lo bedili mine. Number two, the Torah was machmer b'valyar imatzis. The Rabbanan were machmer too. Number three, the Ran kares. Number four is the Tshuvas Haradvaz tav kuf ayin zayin, where the Radvaz says he asked this question: why is there so much chumra? Odia chadaiti manish tana chametz bepesa mikol isurin shabbat Torah shechmir alav Torah. Why was the Torah so machmer? Latzvicha bedika v'sarof ekalei, to destroy it v'gam pitol v'osifu chachamim latzvicha bedika b'churin v'stakin l'chapes acharav u'l'sharei shosho v'avar alav b'val yirabi yimatzei v'asru b'kol shehu v'enu mizbatel klal zanbatel v'chumras ke'elu lo nim. We never have any of these chumers by any of the other isurim. Dimishub this be kares, what? Because it's kares, chelev and dam. Then we weren't so machmer. And if it's lobadili mine, what about yayin lenazir? Lobalamide. What about chadash? To lobadili mine atuah kol shasa. So he says 2 points. Number one, he says, Echaz, shalom nimsu, bakal yisurin shabatar, chiyistarfu, bakal gimel tzna malalu. You never find by any other yisuri anah, all three factors. That is asur bana, and karis, and lobadili mine. You don't find those things only by chametz. So, b'kivan sheishba chumras halalu hechmir alav Torah chumras acheros ubalach achamim v'osiv chumras al chumras k'mosh asa Torah. Number one, number two, he says maybe chametz on Pesach is a dover sheyesh lamatirin. As we know, sheyesh lamatirin is not batel, so maybe that's why it's another good reason to be machmir sheyisur atoli bezman v'achrei mei Pesach yichametz mutter v'chulu. And then he gets into what about avodah zara, right? Because that's also a has all the factors. So at the end, amazingly, the Radvaz, the halachist, throws up his hands and gets into Kabbalah. V'yalkeinah nisomech hamashamru chazal, not Kabbalah, but just hashkafa. Chametz bepesach remez liyetsa hara v'usar shebe'isa. V'lachin kalei gareshi gareshi oso ha'adam me'alav. V'yichapesala b'chom machvaos machshavosav. Afilu kolshu lo batel v'hari ze emes v'nachon. He's stuck going pure nigla, so he gets into the hashkafa, and that chametz is the gaiva, and chametz is the Yetzirah, and that's why you have all of these chumras. These were all a discussion of Shitas Tosfos, specifically regarding Bedika, that has come up over this past week of the Daf.